they go to the school and they say, who's likely to be jumping for joy here? And they'll go, you know, young Crummy there. You see young Paul Crummy from the A-level department. Happens to be named my producer. He's looking through the window and thumbs are up. But, you know, you'd be given a steer to who you might ask. You just don't nail the first child you see. 90-333-105, 077-66-105-105. Katie Heron is available to speak to me. Good morning, Katie.
Hiya.
Katie, all is good with me, but how are things with you?
Things are great, so they are.
Katie, you are 16, you are on the radio, you've just opened your GCSE results, and how did it pan out for you?
I've managed to get 9 A stars and an A.
you see, Katie, this follows through to Malachy in Lenadoon, who asked the question, you know, how do we, live on radio or indeed on TV, I always sort of talk to kids who are absolutely brilliant, and it's because we take a steer. You're with the school, we asked your school, you know, suggest someone who might do well. Someone in the school at a very high level said, Katie Heron might do well. And Katie Heron got what again?
9 A stars and an A.
Jeebus, Katie, that is so good. that is so good.
You know, it's pretty good, yeah.
Katie, it's excellent. You know, it is just breathtakingly excellent. And what were your... Okay, let me be really nasty, because everyone else is thinking it, and I'll ask the question. What was that subject you did so poorly in?
Oh, German.
German. Well, you're excused. You are so excused. You know, that's the one you got the A. The A stars. Rhyme them off for me.
Okay, there's quite a list here. Biology, chemistry, physics, computer science, French, English, geography, maths, and short course RS.
You know, you must feel so good. Your parents, your teachers, your community should be so proud of people like you, Katie, because you don't get a host of A stars and an A without putting in an incredible amount of work. You know, like any child who even gets one A today, I'm not talking about an A star, I'm talking about an A. That is an amazing achievement in that subject. That alone is something to, you know, to punch the air for. But yet and all, you were able to surpass A's and get A stars in everything that you approached. How do you do that?
I don't know. It's just sort of work over the past 2 years has sort of built up to get all these great grades, you know?
And you look back with a sense of it was worth it, a sense of achievement, or is it just in your mindset that common sense has prevailed? Of course, you're always going to work. Were you always a grafter, or did you make a conscious decision going into GCSE?
I think I've always put work into school, but I think I made a special effort for GCSE.
And what's
because
the,
it's such a great deal, so.
Yeah, and the A-level choices, which I presume four you're going to do. Which ones are you looking at?
I'm thinking about doing biology, chemistry, German, and software systems development, which is basically just computer science.
Yeah, I'm glad you said German, because even though I was gagging you about, you know, falling short in the German with just an A, that's an excellent subject to have when you think of, you know, your general future, where Germany is in terms of the European scene and situation at the moment. I highly, highly recommend it, you know, from the distance that I'm looking in on. Katie, I just envy you. I'm so full of admiration. And
Thank you.
What did the teachers say to you?
Oh, well, I've only seen a few of them, but they all seem very happy.
Yeah, did you speak to your parents or guardians yet?
Yep, mum was in tears.
I bet you was. Fair play to mum. I bet you was. Tell me, is this Harry Mathers along with you?
Yes, he is.
Give the phone to Harry Mathers, because apparently he was recommended as well as a lad that we should get in touch with. And I'll be disappointed if there's anything like a D or an E with Harry Mathers. Many D's did you get, Harry?
I got none.
No D's, any E's?
No, not quite.
You'll never be a friend of mine then. That's the pool that I was swimming in. Right, Harry, tell me how you got on.
I got 7 A stars and 3 A's.
Wow.
So
what were your subjects?
I did art, biology, chemistry, physics, French, Spanish, English, maths and further maths and RS.
And the future now, you'd probably focus on 4A levels as well. What are you looking towards?
Looking towards doing two languages, so French and Spanish, particularly, and then maths and maybe art as well.
And the feeling that you get when you open that envelope, Harry, at a lad of 16 who's worked your butt off, obviously, for the last couple of years, what was that sense like this morning when you had a look in the envelope?
I think it was firstly a bit of shock and then quite, like, pleased with myself and, like, proud of what I've done over the past 2 years, so, yeah.
See, and I never even got a chance to ask Katie this, and maybe you can answer it for Katie if you know her well enough. Apart from studying, what have you been doing over the last 2 years? Like, do you have time for football or rugby, or do you do anything else? Pop music, you know? Is there anything else in Harry Mather's life apart from studying?
Well, I take like quite an interest in art, so I do. Outside of school as well. Like, I won a competition in art. So, in all Ireland, so that's pretty big.
Obviously, that's another great achievement and something fabulous to be on the CV. But it marries with your study. Okay, it's a very creative part of your study. But, you know, I think this is important. Balance, to me, is essential. So, like, 16-year-old Harry Mathers has good crack and good fun as well as studying. Is that right?
Oh yeah, definitely.
Right,
and is Kitty Hearn the same, or is she just the nose in the books all the time?
No, I wouldn't say so. I'd say she's the same.
You know more about her than I do. Listen, well done, Harry. Well done, Kitty, and heartiest congratulations. I'm quite sure that Ballyclare High School is very, very, very proud of both of you. Thanks for coming on, Harry.
Thank you very much.
Top man. That's a young Harry Mathers.